This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
How has Protestantism affected modern Christianity? What have been the long-lasting effects on the world of the work begun hundreds of years ago by men like Martin Luther, John Calvin, and John Knox? What is their legacy? What do you and I owe to these men, and what has the church learned from them? As we study what they preached, and as we read what they wrote, there are three primary themes that seem to dominate their minds and hearts. The first, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Now, you and I can become sons and daughters of God through faith in Christ. But when the Bible says Jesus Christ is the Son of God, it means far more than that. The angel of the Lord told Joseph, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us." The Apostle Paul wrote of Christ, who is God over all. Jesus Christ is God. He claimed the whole world was sick, and he was the great physician. He claimed the whole world had gone astray, and he was the good shepherd. He claimed the whole world was in darkness, and he was the light of the world. By simply a touch, he cleansed a leper. He spoke, and a raging storm was stilled. He raised the dead. He walked on water. He fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus said this about his mission in the world, "I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me." Emmanuel, God with us, came down from heaven and lived among us as God over all. The second legacy of the great reformers is the sure knowledge that the Bible is the Word of God. The Apostle Paul said the Bible is, in truth, the Word of God. Jesus, in his great prayer to the Father, said, "Thy word is truth." He said a person is a fool who does not believe all that the prophets have spoken. The Apostle Peter said, "It never was a human being that brought us God's word, but the Holy Spirit moved holy men to say what God told them." God made the mind and heart of men and knows how to guide them, like a great sailing ship is gently borne along on its true course by a wind sent from God. Thirdly, salvation is not of works. We do not earn salvation by good deeds. The Bible says, "For by grace you are saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast." Paul wrote, "It is not by works, but according to his mercy he saved us." It is God's grace that gives us what we don't deserve, eternity in heaven, and his mercy keeps from us that which we do deserve, eternity in hell. We receive his grace and mercy by turning to Christ in repentance and faith. Today, open your heart and life to receive him and his free gift of eternal life.
We invite you to join us in reading through the entire Bible in a year. To help you, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will direct your Bible reading and offer insights on living a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.